Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company introduction to Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORQ and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. I'm chatting with the executive chairman, Sean Wallace. Now, Sean, I know your team very well. It's the same group that's at Fury Gold Mines, Keegan Resources, and Caden Resources. I've chatted with one of your business partners, Ivan Bebek, quite regularly. And now, after chatting with you and Ivan, I wanted to bring you on the show to introduce Torque Resources. Now, I will post a link to the company's website, but in all fairness, this is still quite early on for the company in terms of the focus, which is now in Chile for copper and gold. Can you just bring us up to speed on the overall goals of this company now that the focus seems to be in Chile?
Certainly, and thank you for having me on today. For the last few years, we've had this company, Torque, which was really nothing more than a cashed up shell, if you will, a company with no assets in it, but a bunch of capital that we had, for the most part, put in ourselves. So we undertook a sort of a global search for projects that are worthy of acquisition and of our technical attention. And we came close on a bunch of them, and we moved around and we tried different things, or for one reason or another, they didn't come to fruition. And during this search, we sort of honed in on Chile, and we have a good feeling about copper and gold, and we like large scale projects like this. And so we have undertaken to start to assemble a portfolio of top quality exploration projects in Chile. In the midst of this pandemic, which I won't go on about, everyone's heard plenty enough about that. However, it does impact our business and the way we operate. And so we also undertook, it became quite clear to us rather, that we would not be able to operate in our typical modus operandi, which would be to, implant a couple of our people in Chile and sort of develop things from there. We essentially had to acquire the human capital to do it sort of in a mirror fashion, to find mining professionals who would work to the same standard that we've set for ourselves. Fortunately, Chile is a country that has excellent professional endowment, if you will, in the mining disciplines. And so we were able to put together a team of people that were familiar to some of our team already, who had experience working with them, Michael Henriksen in particular. Michael Kosawan also has extensive experience doing business and so forth in Chile. So Chile was somewhere that was familiar to us. We felt that we could operate efficiently in the current environment, or as efficiently as one could in the current environment. And so we've sort of pushed the button, and we're moving forward in earnest to assemble that portfolio of projects. So we're getting very close to executing on our first acquisition, and I would say that it'd be a good time for people to start to stay tuned, because we'll probably be announcing the completion of our first acquisition in the near term.
Okay, that's something that we will follow up on. Give us a little bit more insight. So you mentioned that this will be your first acquisition. Do you have a plan or a goal of acquiring at least a couple projects? What's your overall goals when it comes to project portfolio?
Yeah, well, I think there's when you look at the topic of project portfolio, these are exploration projects, and we all know the odds of it coming to become an actual economic deposit, or a project that warrants exploration past the second or third years. This is the reality of them. So you always want to have a few projects in the hopper that you feel very positively about, so that you can segue to another one should the one you're working on. It actually just increases your odds of success, frankly. But then you have to strike a balance of where you might spread yourself too thin, or you start to lose your focus. So fortunately in Chile, because of the way the geology is, you're going to have similar type deposits. You're going to get to use similar type experts, and there'll be an efficiency of sort of deployment of the brain trust of our technical group and so forth. And so to give you an absolute number, like we're going to acquire four projects. No, we don't operate that way. We're going to acquire as many projects as it takes, so we feel that we're full. And, you know, I think in this case, the scope of these projects, the what it costs to work on them and so forth, you probably won't see us have more than two or three at any one given time. That being said, we've taken an awful long time making these acquisitions, and I feel very positive that we're going to be successful with the ones we have.
Now, what stage of projects are you looking for? You guys are an exploration team. You have been able to take early stage projects and build them up to some eventual sale. Is that going to be the strategy here? Are you guys looking for something a bit more advanced?
We're looking at both. I mean, certainly if something has been fully explored and it's up to sort of the development stage, if you will, that would probably be something that would be less interesting to us. Our sweet spot is where we sort of take something where, you know, someone's identified a geological feature and maybe there's a, you know, just some geochemical or geophysical technical work. Obviously, we wouldn't pay a whole lot for a project like that that's undrilled or so forth, but that's the opportunity. We feel that something just has to have some drill holes in it. Well, that would be something that we would want to acquire. Other times we come across things that may have been only partially drilled, or for some reason there was a project that had, say, was owned by two owners. Maybe they fell out of favor with one another, and you can come in and sort of reunite everybody and sort of reboot the project and carry on from where it is. I mean, there's all sorts of different scenarios. You know, we tend to not go fully conceptual, but we will take things from an earlier stage. We prefer there to be a bit of proof of principle. In other words, you know, metal, some sort of technical work where there's metal been identified on the site in the right geology. I mean, Michael Henriksen, his depth of his expertise, and he's our chief technical person, is to identify large district scale type geological settings and then find the mines within it. And within those sort of districts, if you will, you'll find projects at varying stages. And so we'll acquire them, any of those.
Okay. Thanks for that insight. Is there anybody in Chile that you want to highlight in terms of that team that you have down there? The company released news in December, early on in December, that outlined some of these people. I will post a link to that, but give us a little bit more insights on some of these team members in Chile, please.
Well, sure. You know, I don't want to go naming too many people because I'll probably end up forgetting somebody, and that's always a horrible thing to do. But the team led by Waldo Cuadra, I'll just say it that way. Waldo's sort of our chief executive that is in Chile, and he's overseeing things, and he's got logistics, accounting, taxation, people that can get permitting, environmental. It's really the whole gambit of disciplines, rather, that you absolutely have to have nailed in order to be successful in this business. And, you know, over my 30 years of doing this, it's amazing how the number of people that are critical to having things be successful here has become so specialized that the teams have really quite swelled up to include quite a few people now. And this is no different. But it's critical. Every one of these things, be it environmental, social, mining, engineering, it's all on the critical path. So we're very fortunate that Waldo's team covers off all of the most important disciplines, and more than adequately, with people that have many years' experience.
Okay. And again, this is something that I just wanted to bring onto the show because it is early stage for Torque Resources. But even on the onset here, Sean, you mentioned that the company is cashed up. Let's take care of some of the other company fundamentals then. How much cash does the company have in the bank?
Above $9 million.
Okay. And share structure wise, I'm seeing a little over 77 million shares outstanding, 82 million on a fully diluted basis. What are some other details you can give us in terms of insiders, management, well-known shareholders, please?
Yeah, I mean, right now, most of our shareholders are not institutional. So our registry doesn't include, you know, a lot of the big names that you would expect there. But although you wouldn't expect them at this stage in any event, I think once we make this acquisition, you'll start to see the registry get beefed up, if you will, with institutional shareholders. We have an excellent institutional shareholder following. But, you know, the company was just been too early for them to participate at this early stage. That's going to change here in the next little while. So primarily our shareholders are made up of insiders. Ivan, Michael Koswan, and I, and all the partners of the company, Michael Henriksen, we all have significant positions. As I mentioned in the onset, that most of the capital that's in the company really came from us. You know, we do have some private investors that are well known, but I won't name them because certainly it's not my place to do so. But they are the people that have backed us through all our companies. So we're very fortunate that, you know, thanks to our success, we've been able to roll over that into our new ventures, and it allows us to start off quite strong, which is exactly what's happening here at Torque.
Okay. Well, Sean, if anybody has any other follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will be following up with Sean when we get some more news, and hopefully some more news on an acquisition. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Torque, so I have a personal interest to follow up with Sean and the team. So again, any questions, email those to me, and Sean, we will follow up as some more news hits the market. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.